Yeah, Mike, you know a bit about sound, acoustics, and stuff. I mean, it kind of depends what Marsh's son wants to do with that studio. Is he up there just solo headbanging away, or is he putting a group up there? We may need to run some electrical for some amps and stuff, won't we?
You'd want to put it in at least a couple of spots in the room. That way you can, you know, if you find one way where it sounds good and then it doesn't sound good another way, maybe you want to switch it around, whatever you want to do. Yeah. The one thing, too, for windows, as we were talking about that, one trick to making sure the acoustics on a window don't get through, you can go with the triple pane and stuff like that, just get the different millimeters on either pane. So if you have a dual pane window, you can get one with a 3 millimeter and then a 5 millimeter, and that'll actually knock sound down by changing the frequency between the windows. So that's another secret. So.
And that is a great key, and that's the tip. Marsha, what we're going to do is we're going to grab your email address, and we're going to send you a little resource guide for actually things to consider in soundproofing the wall, soundproofing the area. Generally speaking, one product, you would think I'll build an 8-inch thick wall and I'll just fill it with foam. That won't do it. What you have to do is that little acoustic wave is carrying energy with it. Every time you ask it to go through a different material, you rob it of energy. So you actually would be better off with a thinner wall, asking it to go through different layers of different types of material.
And that's actually what this green glue is. It is a glue. Once you have your additional wall, it's the sealant that hits all the joists. But looking at it, they've also got clips, and it shows how to apply these clips to the outside of a drywall, attach a new surface, and then seal it. And it's really neat. They've got a square foot calculator on here. So it's got all four walls, and they did their job. They've got floor and ceiling as well, so they're going on all aspects, and it's going to work good in a floor application because he's on a second floor.
That's
obviously,
right.
If you're on the concrete, you're not going to, or you're not worried about soundproofing maybe a basement underneath. You don't have to worry about it. But I've never heard of this product. I've never seen it before. It's a Saint Gobain product at the bottom. Just a little fun history on that. That company is hundreds of years old. It was established, they were the people that invented mirrors for the French and all their putiness. The royals needed to look at themselves. And Saint Gobain actually was the company that invented mirrors.
Well, there you go.
And Ding. Hundreds of products that they represent now. So you've got a long history of a company that represents it. So they probably wouldn't put it on the market without a ton of R&D. Another one I'm going to give you is Aurelex. Let me spell it for you. AURALEX.com. They do nothing but specialize in soundproofing, and they've got a lot of things, foam boards, that's what's in your office, Michael, the foam boards on the side, stuff you can staple right on. So between those two, there's a lot of do-it-yourself products that'll get you soundproof. The great thing about this is you don't have to probably go all out unless you just want to. You could do this product. If it's not enough, add another product. If it's not enough, add another product. Just depending on, you know, give it a test and see if it's
neighborhood feedback.
Yeah. Want to go to Fountain Hills?
Let's do it.
All
We've
right.
got full load of callers. As you hear, take care of a caller. That's your chance to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. Beautiful Fountain Hills. Good morning. Tom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
In any case, my question today is, I have a back porch, and under that back porch is a storage area, an enclosed storage area.
Okay.
We use the back porch, of course. It's carpeted right now, and I'd like to know your opinion on what kind of options to put on the back porch, you know, the part that we use, the, you know, the part that we live on, given that it's a plywood surface underneath. We thought about tile, and then I read something about some plastic tile that's out there, I guess. I don't know what to do. I hesitate to put tile on it. What's your opinion?
This is a second-story walkout deck.
I'll call it that. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so it's not slab on grade. It's floor joist. It's plywood, and right now it's got carpet on it.
That's right. And that carpet shot last carpet we put up there was about 6 years we got out of it.
And then underneath this deck, is it enclosed living space or is it just outdoor?
No, it's enclosed storage space.
Okay, so we need to try and keep this a weatherproof product.
Correct.
Okay. What is being the weatherproof product underneath the carpet right now? Did y'all lay like a sheet vinyl liner?
No, it's just plain plywood. And, of course, the porch is covered, so it gets very, if the water blows in or something like that, we get a little water on the carpet and it dries out.
Well, I would seriously consider, and we're tight on time right here, but think about this. Get up there with some sheet vinyl. Apply that down to the plywood, and then put whatever you want on the top of that. You've got the sheet vinyl then creating your moisture barrier.
It might be an application for Easy Turf. We had talked with Mark last week about doing decks with that, with their buildup. It might be something worth calling as well.
Weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.